Celia said to me,
"Have you seen the movie Left Behind?"
I answered, "No."
She said, "The next time I come over, I'll bring it with me for us to watch, and I'll let you borrow it."
"Okay," I said. So we made plans to meet again and hung up. Now, before you read about how Christ Jesus, the Lord God, used this movie to draw me in and save my life, let me explain a little about my background and how I made it up to that point. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. I'm the oldest of three children and the only son of my mother. My father, who was just released from prison in December of 2010, spent more than half of his life in prison. I have two sisters, Kendra, who is 5 years younger, and Sierra, who is 16 years younger. I graduated from Vandenberg Elementary and Beaubien Middle School. I attended Henry Ford High School in Detroit, Michigan for 1 year, and then moved to Connecticut, where I finished out my high school years. I graduated from New Britain High School in the year of 1998 at the age of 19. From the time that I graduated until the age of 24, I was in and out of jobs. My 5-year relationship with my ex-fiance came to an abrupt end when she told me she was not in love with me anymore. And to top it off, I had no plan or direction in life. For the next 7 months, I lived in depression. I lost my job at Sovereign Bank, working as a collector in their auto finance department. I stayed in the apartment, sleeping my life away, while my mother and sister worked, and my youngest sister attended school. I stopped taking phone calls from everyone. I ate, drank, non-alcoholic beverages, and slept. On many occasions, I would not even get out of bed to bathe. I remember most days thinking to myself, why do I continuously find myself advancing just enough in life to get by, only to be forced back to where I started? I had no will, nor did I have any motivation to do anything. 7 months later, at the end of November of 2003, my depression transitioned into anger. I reconnected with my high school buddies, and my every once in a blue moon drinking changed to drinking and smoking marijuana daily. As a non-believer, I remember thinking, I hate God and His creation, the woman. Women are the cause and downfall for men. Again, for someone who did not believe, I made up my mind and decided I'm going to go to war with God. And what's the best way for me to do this? I declared war against God's creation, women. I persuaded believing women by twisting the word of God and successfully getting them to sleep with me. Now, because I had access to a computer, I began to browse the web, searching for a popular site to meet females. That is when I found Black Planet. It is a site that has many options other than just meeting people. It enables you to engage in many activities. So I created a profile, added a picture, and was off for the hunt like a predator seeking its prey. In no time, I began meeting all kinds of females with the intent to corrupt, so-called, what God created for good, His Word. My screen name was Inevitable because I figured, as long as a female finds you attractive in any way, it is only a matter of time that the result will end in sex. Whether today, tomorrow, next week, or a year from now, I just have to be patient, persistent, and work at her pace. Females, both older and younger, of legal age, would tell me, "You are right. It is all a matter of time before a woman decides to become intimate with you." And they would accept my invitation to come over and have sex, or would invite me to come to their residence to have sex. Either way, my mission was being accomplished. And whenever I slept with a different female, I would look to the sky and say, "That's another one for this team." After 5 months of sleeping with different females, all that changed when I met this female named Celia. Everything went according to plan, and she accepted my invitation to come over and have sex. Besides being pleasing to the eye,
There was something about her character that seemed different from all the rest.